KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some may be severe later this afternoon, a high around 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, traffic remains backed up past the Cass Adair County line early this morning due to a semi-tractor rollover accident that happened about 1.5 miles west of Adair at the 74.4 mile marker of I-80 eastbound. The accident was reported at around 5:30 a.m. Both lanes of the interstate are completely blocked. Authorities were rerouting traffic south into Anita off I-80 at exit 70, which is Highway 148. The traffic is then taking White Pole Road, or G-30, eastward to exit 75 and back onto Interstate 80 eastbound. The international semi was said to be hauling paper towels and other non-hazardous materials. The 42-year-old driver from Nebraska was being checked out by medics, but thus far no serious injuries were reported. No other details are currently available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested early this morning on separate charges. A little after 2 a.m., deputies arrested 59-year-old Frederick Clifton Welsh of Elliott in Elliott. Welsh was taken into custody on a Montgomery County warrant for harassment in the third degree. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And at around 12:50 a.m., deputies of Montgomery County, assisted by Red Oak Police, arrested 42-year-old James Donald Allman of Jr. of Red Oak in Red Oak. Allman was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. He was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $20,000 bond. People on at least six floors of the Harrah's Council Bluffs Hotel and Casino were evacuated early this morning when a fire erupted in the kitchen on the 12th floor of the restaurant. The Omaha World Herald reports thick smoke filled at least two floors of the casino on the western edge of the city, and a light haze drifted through the other floors. Authorities had said a 24-year-old security guard at the hotel was taken to Mercy Hospital suffering from smoke inhalation. 31 rooms on the 10th and 11 floors of the hotel and casino were occupied. The fire in the restaurant at Harrah's 360 Steakhouse had been reported at around 11:45 p.m. on Tuesday. Elsewhere in the news, Cass County Republican Party Chair David Wiederstein reports Tom Moore from Griswold won a vote taken Tuesday night during a special nominating convention for House District 21. The event took place at the Corning Opera House in Corning. The House District 21 seat was left vacant by the death of State Representative Jack Drake of Griswold. Moore was among six Republicans seeking the nomination during the convention. On December the 8th, Moore will face the Democrat who was selected during Thursday's Democratic Party nominating convention in Messina. That event takes place at 6 p.m. at the Messina Public Library. And at last report, the lone Democratic candidate was Tim Ennis of Corning, vice chairman of the Adams County Democrats. Delegates eligible for both conventions are the precinct committee members from Iowa House District 21 who are elected at the 2014 precinct caucuses, or those elected by their county central committee after the caucuses. House District 21 covers portions of Pottawatomie and Cass counties and all of Adams and Union counties. And as baseball great Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. So it goes in Glenwood, where a runoff election will be held for three city positions, including the mayor. The Daily Nonpareil reports the results of the November 3rd election for mayor and at-large council seat and the Ward 2 council seat in Glenwood did not meet the threshold of 50% plus one as required by ordinance. Each of the race features three candidates. The top two finishers from the general election will compete in a special election scheduled for December the 1st. And fresh from a recent Republican primary debate, Senator Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, will make a presidential grassroots campaign stop in Iowa today. Paul will be in Council Bluffs at 4 p.m. for a Stand with Rand meet and greet at 2702 Mid-American Drive. Later in the evening, he has stops in Des Moines and Ames. In the funeral announcements, Helen Coor, age 92 of Walnut, died October 29th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Coor will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Phyllis Marguerite Burroughs, age 94 of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life service for Phyllis Burroughs will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Joseph Joey Wagner Williams, age 28 of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life visitation with family for Joey Williams will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Oliver, age 64, of Adair, died October 21st. Memorial services for William Oliver will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Vernon Sanbothy, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Services for Vernon Sanbothy are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Shirley Bostrom, age 87, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Burial of ashes for Shirley Bostrom will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.